Hello and welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. If you're planning your wedding and feeling overwhelmed, grab a drink and keep listening. We'll be sharing all you need to know to give you the confidence to seamlessly plan your own wedding.
Welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. You're joined by Natalie
and Lauren.
And today we've got special guests with us, Tennille Evans from the Vegan Weddings and Events and also Secret Creek Cafe.
Woo! Hey, Tennille.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here and I can't wait to talk with you today about weddings. My favorite thing.
I'm fangirling pretty hard. So been to Secret Creek as a customer and then had the, I don't actually know if I've told you this, my very first ever wedding 3 years ago was at Secret Creek.
Oh, yeah. Lauren's actually vegan. How long have you been vegan for?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's been to Secret Creek and loves vegan food. I've tried Tennille's food at so many weddings. I'm not vegan myself, but there are certain dishes which I absolutely love. And you can't even tell that they're vegan. So yeah.
And yeah. Certain dishes that Nat doesn't like, namely the ones with cheese. She's a bit just particular
one.
About the
no,
vegan
No, it was just one time, okay? It was just one time. Like, I love a goat's cheese. So I love the marinated goat's cheese. And Tennille made goat's cheese, and I forgot for a second that it was vegan, and I'm like, oh, because it looked exactly the same as like how I buy it in the shops, and I literally went to like eat it, and then I'm like, oh, it's vegan.
Tastes like coconut.
So only cheeses. I can't do vegan cheese. That's how I found out that I can't do vegan cheese.
But it's a bold statement. Else, there's a lot of different types, but that's
else,
okay.
Yeah, like everything else, like I honestly love so. That's a good start, right?
No, for it's non-vegan. Good. I do like the honesty. That's yeah. I love that. I always get that from you, the honesty, because honestly, like, so
I people, have to be honest. I have to. It's in it's, my nature. Honestly.
I love it. I really do to. Because yeah. I know that if you like something, it's yeah. really good. Oh, you know, so I can you can be the harsh oh. critic that I need yeah. sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So shall we get on to what we're going to yes. talk about today?
So today's focus? Topic is trends. Yeah. Lauren doesn't like the word trends.
Yeah, fucking hate
but,
it.
But yeah, that's let me just explain. Overall
I understand. I can appreciate what trends are and how they come to be, and especially how they come to like fruition now with the social media bringing everything to the forefront and being shared. But I don't think have a trend for the sake of trend's sake. If it's authentically you, if it's really going to add some meaning, add some fun to your big day, then I'm cool with
it. Yeah, like don't just do it because everyone else is doing it. Yeah, no, I get that too. Yep. Like I totally get it. Yeah, definitely. If it means something to you, then go for it.
Yeah.
So the first one we want to dive into is obviously about food because we have a special guest here who knows everything about food. So... Mm-hmm.
I'll try.
So Tennille, like what are you seeing with bookings for this year and like potentially next year and things? What are you seeing as far as trends like style of food being plated and things like that?
So the first thing I think, which relates to what we're talking about with, you know, authenticity, I have a vegan catering company, so clearly I'm getting, you know, not always just vegan couples, but I am seeing a lot of more couples that come to me and, you know, ordinarily they might not have had a vegan wedding, but that idea that they feel like if they have vendors that are empowering them to do something that is actually really meaningful for them, instead of just going along with, you know, trends or going along with what they think they're supposed to do on their big day, then, you know, that they feel like they can have vegan catering if that's what they want. So I don't know, it's kind of like a trend, anti-trend, I guess, seeing more people choosing catering that aligns with their values. Yeah. So that might mean for you vegan food. It might mean that you really want something that's locally sourced. It might mean that you, you know, you just want to know where it comes from and who's made it and how. Like food is such an important part of a wedding.
Yeah.
Yes. It always
I think
will
the
be.
Biggest part.
Yeah.
Like if the food's bad, the wedding's bad.
Arguably, if the celebrant's not there, there's no wedding. But like well, the celebration side, I'm on board.
No, it's all about the food. It is all about the food.
That's how
well,
we celebrate.
We've all got our interests in the area. So, no, I mean,
but for most couples, though, like when I talk about priorities and things, food is like always number one.
I get
like,
it. Yeah. Sorry, and I agree. I was just having a poke.
So, yeah, I think that that in itself is a trend that people are going, okay, this is, I want to do something with the food for my wedding that is more meaningful than just like something yummy. Yeah. Like they want to go, okay, where did it come from? Is it sustainable if that's what's your thing, if that's what's meaningful for you as a couple? Because really, like, you're celebrating your love, you're extending the things that are important to you and you as a couple into the community. And, you know, I think as well, your wedding is a chance to, it's a chance, I don't know, like, I guess at the risk of getting too complicated with this, like our value is under this world that we live in, this neoliberal capitalist world, is reduced a lot to our power as consumers. Like in a way is a little bit sad, but like our power as consumers, when it comes to our weddings, like it's, you know, it's a big investment.
Yeah.
And it needs to reflect your values. Yeah. Like, and I think that's what I'm seeing in terms of that sort of overall trend.
And more people are stepping into doing that and they're not feeling maybe as much pressure as
family pressure. Yeah. Like, oh, if you, you know, Uncle Bob is not going to be able to have a steak, like, what's he going to think? Like,
and even like cares? Just thinking about that, like, if the couple are vegan themselves and they pick like a caterer who doesn't cater vegan food, like, they're the ones who actually will miss out. Like, you know how like the vegetarians sometimes like get like a meal where it's like specially made for them, but it's like, as the couple, if they're vegan, then went with a different caterer, then they would be the ones who got the special meal, if that made sense.
Yeah,
like,
and sometimes it's going to be a mushroom risotto.
Yeah.
or a vegetable
so like,
stack.
Well, why shouldn't they be the ones who get the extravagant, exactly what they want? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And then as far as like the service
goes, paying for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. And I, like, to be honest, I am lucky that a lot of my clients are, you know, like, by the time they get to be talking to me about booking their wedding, they're already really passionate about it. You know, they don't need a lot of convincing by the time they get to me. Sometimes, like every now and again, especially if one of the couple isn't vegan or they're just veggie and they're not sure if maybe they'll go with a conventional caterer, you know, and just get the veggie options that they offer. Yeah. And then they try the food and they're like, oh, yeah, this is for everyone. Like, it's
I'm pretty
more
sure that
inclusive.
Tasting will just get them over the line.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, it is more inclusive. It's like, you know, counts for a lot of the allergies, you know, that you're going to get. But it, in terms of service style, I think share plates aren't going anywhere. That was like in the last couple of years. It's just been the way that most people do it.
It's like a nice upper class buffet.
Yes,
it is.
Buffet, I hate buffets.
Yeah, because you don't want
to
stand there and
line
up
with your plates.
To you. I love that.
And the thing is as well, especially when it's catering that you might think that not everyone's going to like, because if you go with what's important to you and you go, I love this food, this is what I want, but you're not sure all of your guests are going to love it, the good thing about share plates is that the guests can take more of what they like and less of what they don't like. So, you know, they can load up their plate with all of the burgers, you know,
less
if that's
waste.
What they want. They can not eat the cauliflower, which is weird because everyone loves the cauliflower, but you know,
I
they can not eat the salads because, you know, but if you want, and it also looks really beautiful and abundant on the table, especially if you sort of factor it into your tablescape and just like, you know,
I love that. And it always looks nice because with buffets, usually like the plates are like stacked at the buffet table, and like I love when the place settings are like already on the table with shared plates.
Yeah,
because you need the plate to eat food.
Yeah,
so that's why I love it too.
It's an extra nice thing that you can style on the tables.
That's
like,
right.
So if you've got lovely plates, you can factor it in, definitely.
Okay. What about late snacks? Are you seeing people doing more? Like, are people wanting late snacks more now?
Yeah, I think. Well, yes, definitely.
So like after mains and like after dessert.
Yes. Yeah. So this is something, if you haven't seen this or
you don't
know what it is, generally it's served, it's kind of food to like carb heavy food to soak up the alcohol a bit later on. So it's usually after the dinner, everyone's gone to the dance floor, and often they're served on the dance floor, and it's like
amazing
mini sliders, sausage rolls, We do cheese toasties, which of course Nat, you wouldn't like because it's vegan cheese. But they're really good. They're really good. But the thing is as well, just to go back to the cheese, we probably shouldn't, but there's many different types of cheese.
Yes, there is.
Vegan cheese. But this one in the cheese toasty, amazing. Like maybe I gotta try that one.
It's
the best cheese toasty I've ever had. Probably because they're drunk by that stage. Every cheese toasty tastes good when you're drunk. But it's usually, you know, like 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. And, you know, just kind of...
It's so your guests don't have to go to Macca's after as well. Like, I feel like it's not that they, like, obviously with the caterers, we do need to make sure, like, I only recommend caterers. I know that, like, there's an abundance of food and, like, I don't have to worry about there's not going to be enough food for the guests because it looks bad. And like at a wedding, you don't want to have not enough food.
Yeah.
But if I ever get a couple who make it really known that like we need to have more food, we need to have more food, the late snack is such a good option to add in because like guests, like you said, like they're dancing and they're just grabbing something to eat. Like it's always something small they can pick up and eat. And it just ensures that they don't have to go to Macca's after.
Well, you don't want to load up right before you go on the dance floor either.
Yeah.
Like, you want to eat, you want to be...
After,
You know,
like when you said, at 9:30, 10 o'clock, it's like, it's a good time.
Yeah, nice.
And also during dinner, I think people are still, like, on their, like, fancy clothes, fancy event behaviour.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, being polite and they're just eating really nicely and chatting. And then they probably aren't just, like... eating everything that they can. Not everyone.
Then the ties get loosened.
Yeah,
exactly. Shoes come off.
That's right. And they just go, you know what? I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Give me that slider.
Yeah. Exactly.
That cheese toasty. So this leads into the next sort of trend that I want to discuss is like weddings are becoming like a weekend event. So we're seeing things like the night before the wedding, there's like dinners happening, like smaller groups of people, and then the wedding day, and then like a recovery brunch after. So you guys seeing that sort of stuff as well, like that becoming like a weekend event rather than just a one-time thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I am a big fan of this as well. I feel like if everyone's going to have, you know, take the time off and like, why not make a weekend of it? Especially because a lot of weddings, I mean, I think the destination wedding has always been a thing and, you know, people are, they're traveling sort of 2-3 hours to an event. Like, you know, they've got plenty of notice usually. Weddings are booked well in advance. Like, why not give them something else to do the day before?
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe something's on in the town that you're going to. You know, even if it's something really rural and really rustic, like the rodeo might be on, which I'm saying that because we did a wedding in Coonamundra a couple of months ago and the rodeo was on the night before. I mean... Yeah. My clients are vegan, so I don't think they went, but the guests might have went. But, you know, like maybe there's something that you can
And usually, like when people book accommodation, it's usually minimum 2 nights.
Yeah,
that's so true. Like I find like, they need something to do the other time as well.
Yeah. You see it in the movies though, hey, like rehearsal dinner.
American
thing.
No, it's an American thing.
Yeah, I've had a lot of couples do rehearsal drinks. Because that's when they're with their beau and then they separate into their own respective rooms.
Okay.
For the ones that are doing the traditional, I don't know if they're before the wedding, but like, let's get pissed before. Yeah. Not too pissed because I was bright eyed.
For the wedding.
But yeah, no, a lot of them will because that's that camaraderie. They're with all of their favorite people at their wedding party or like their private.
And sometimes
family.
Like the wedding party has helped like set up like a DIY venue and stuff. Yes. They've helped do things. So you want to like
reward them.
Shout them dinner or drinks or something. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, thanks guys. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like the best advice I got and that I try and give to my couples on wedding days, and this is just a general thing, is please try and take in as much as you can because the day is going to go so fast. So when you've got 100 odd people or like, let's face it, the numbers are more like 60, 70 odd these days. But when you have that many people in this short amount of time, by extending that and flanking on a day before or a day after or both, it's just giving you more valuable time rather than just the cuddle and the drink in hand.
Yeah.
Which is
and
also
a quick photo.
Yeah, you really don't get enough time to talk to everyone at the wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and eat and do all the official things and sit down and listen to the speeches. Like there's a
and
lot
go
happening.
Up and, take
and you
photos
don't want to rush it. Spread it out.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that trend.
And you can have more outfits too.
Yes, you can. Oh my gosh.
You know, cash outfits.
I just had a bride come out with sporting like off the not beige, but like an off-white croc, and it was all and so was her little man, like a son, yeah. And I was just like, oh, this is a look.
At the actual wedding? Or like,
yeah, this was her reception attire.
I would wear those. I live in my Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennille's got her Crocs on right now.
Yeah.
They've got fruit on them.
Yeah, I saw that. It's got a veggies on there.
In theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, you touched on this just before, and you were saying, like, weddings are starting to get a bit smaller. So
yeah.
I feel like that as well, like, with the way the economy is going and things, we are seeing couples cull their guest list.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're seeing a lot smaller weddings than what we have in previous years, which does cut on cost normally, but also gives you that more time, like, with the guests if you do want it. So people are prioritising what they want in their wedding these days is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So if that's something, like, you want to just spend the time with, like, your immediate families and things like that. So a lot of people are just doing what they want these days.
Yeah.
And not having the big weddings because that's what they think everyone was, like, expecting.
Yeah. So, there has been a shift. I think pressure isn't as great. Mm. I mean, look, every family dynamic's different, and some families do have a little bit more pressure, or couples have more pressure from family than others. But yeah, now with the freedom to do what you want, and I think the economy is a great excuse.
Had COVID. COVID was a great excuse.
Yeah.
And now the economy is like, oh, we can't afford
it. And it didn't just, like, it didn't just shift back as to the way things were. Now there's been a transition.
The thing is, you know, the truth is you maybe just don't like all your cousins that much.
Yeah.
You know, like, the truth is, like, maybe you just want an excuse not to invite all your friends from school.
Or your mate's girlfriend or whatever. And like, oh, Soz, no plus one.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Yeah. Like, really.
People still ask. I've got a few brides dealing with, like, difficult guests and, like, wanting the plus ones and stuff, even though it's clear on the invitation.
That's the thing. The RSVP or the invite, so, it's crucial how that's worded.
It's on there, but, like, people still try and get away with it. So stick to your guns.
Yep.
The other things we want to talk about are, like, different trends with photography. So, like, we're seeing more candid style of photos where people are really taking in, like, just how the day went and not really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not posing and not
like those portrait shots,
a choreographed photo sort of thing.
Yeah.
So they're looking into more photographers who do that candid style, which I love.
And maybe, like, I've seen like both. So they'll have, like, their sort of more formal photographer to get those portraits, but then have, like, I don't know if you, and I can't remember the name. Maybe we can put it somewhere. But there's a couple of vendors that do, like, content from your wedding. So they go and they basically record with a phone.
The content creator.
Content creators that basically like make your, so that you have stuff that you can immediately share.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about all of your guests having their phones out as well. I can't think of the name of the one I'm thinking of, but they basically, like, there's a few
types.
We had Christine on our last episode from the Modern Brides BFF. So she's a wedding content creator. And, yeah, they go out to weddings and it's a thing now. Like, after COVID, it just...
That in itself is a trend.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah. At first, I did not like it.
I didn't think it was gonna last.
No, but seeing what it, like, the results,
Cool. It's cool. Because it's, like, it's candid. It's like snippets. It's very, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just the way the world is now. Like, if you don't sort of think about that and consider it, you're going to end up with all of these random bits that your friends send you. And
that's fine.
And just on candids, you can still provide your photographers with a list of people. Like, if you want to make sure you get that photo with Nan, but it doesn't need to be both of you standing there smiling. It can be when you're hugging or laughing. Yeah. Like, I think that's really important too.
Yeah, you give them a shot list. Like, they expect it. Yeah. Like, a list of the shots that you absolutely
have a long list. No, I made it, like,
make a big list, then cull it some more, and like, make it the really important, like, things you can't miss.
Yeah, not like a group and then just one extra person and then, like, one extra, and it's like, we've got, like, 50 shots to do.
Yeah.
Because people spread out, like, after ceremony, and then you don't want to have to gather these people again to take these photos, and they're waiting for their turn, and if the list is long, just keep it minimal. That's what I would say.
I've also seen a few of my clients have done, like, basically a sort of like a shot list, but for the guests. like take, you know how people sort of have their phones like a scavenger anyway.
Hunt?
Yeah. Scavenger hunt for photos.
For people.
So it's like take a photo of someone. Yeah. So you know how like sometimes people do like little quizzes and little
on
like
the table,
and trivia and stuff.
Yeah. Trivia on the tables. Just to kind of
get involved in something.
So the hashtag for a wedding has been a thing for a few years. So you sort of have that on there. They can either, you know, post it to the hashtag, or they can just like send
like
it to someone.
QR code.
So it's like take a photo of someone eating a burger. I don't know, like whatever random stuff. Or like I think when we've had that, because it was in the sanctuary, like they'd you know, take a picture of an emu or whatever.
So, like, on talking about entertainers and like different ways to get your guests involved, like, we've been seeing a trend of like where people don't really like, I don't have many weddings where they actually get like entertainers, like, apart from musicians and things like that now. But what I really love is the wedding chats. So, there's a, I don't know, maybe Lauren, you can explain about how they do it.
Big fan. Just go onto Instagram and type in wedding chat. So what it is, the idea, instead of having to do a guest book where everyone is, sometimes they're uncertain what to write or speak if you're doing an audio guest book, and later on in the night they can be a little bit too tiddly. So the idea is they're getting interviewed, right? Mm. So they're often getting bailed up at that cocktail period. So just after the ceremony, they've witnessed that. They've been mingling a little bit. They've had a little bit of sauce, so they've got a bit of confidence. But it's really down to the interviewer to bring out the story. Yeah. So it's giving them some structure, you know, what is it that you love most about them? What bits of advice do you have? But it steers them in such a way. And the content is unbelievable. I have lots of lols.
And it creates that that little, like, audio book type of thing that the couple are left with at the end.
With
rather
the visual.
Rather than just, like, a guest book. Yeah. And yeah, I feel like that's such a good way, even during the night, like people just get chatty and just,
but being prompted, like when I see it, this is what really gets me, because I'm a softie. But when, like, he's asking dad, as an example, you know, what's your proudest moment or whatever it might be? And I guess without being confronted by it and really putting thought to it, these things might not be shared. He's feeling them, he's just seen his son, daughter, whatever, get married.
And he may not
have
said it.
And then you can just see the emotion in the eyes and the welling up. And I'm
so
just beautiful. Like,
Because the thing is, all of those emotions and everything are there on the day.
Like,
I honestly, it's so good that I'm in the kitchen and not out the front, because if I am ever near the ceremony,
I'm always
like a mess.
Crying. Yeah. I'm always crying.
Like, regardless of how well I know these clients, like,
you can feel it. There's just so much emotion.
Yeah. And I feel like these sorts of things, like any way that you can capture that so that you can kind of
hold on to it too.
Remember it afterwards. Yeah. And even I love how the grandparents are like interviewed.
Yeah.
Like they say, we're so proud of him and stuff. And I'm just like, like maybe they never say that, but like this couple had that to keep.
And sometimes they do unleash and they do like stitch him up and you get some like dirty stories and I'm like, oh, this is also brilliant.
So true.
Yeah, it's really varied.
The other one is like the telephone off the hook. So that's a really cool way as well. If you don't want like someone being interviewed, like it's just like a telephone set up and like it's a really cute one. And you can get different colors now.
Yeah,
like it's all different colors. Yeah. I love that. So people can leave messages. And when people talk, I think it comes out more naturally rather than them writing like in a guest book. So like basic stuff is like always congratulations. And it's like, they might have more to say, like, So I do think that that's a really cool, not entertainment, but like something to keep guests occupied with. That's a bit different.
Yeah. It really captures that moment in time as well with the audio. Yeah. Like it.
So the last sort of thing that, last trend sort of want to talk about, is the colors that we're seeing, the themes. Look, I'm seeing more garden style themed weddings, outdoors, I'm not seeing as many rustic weddings, I have to say.
Yes.
I'm not seeing that theme coming into this year.
I'm still seeing
pastel colours, but I think they're like elevating rustic.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I think it's
elegant.
Like cottage.
Yeah, cottage
it's
core.
Not like, it's the old rustic used to be all that hessian.
Oh my gosh.
And all the hessian. You know, hessian and twine.
Yeah.
A lot of that, like brown glass bottles, which my venue, yeah. Secret Creek, like that looks great there.
Yeah,
it does. The like I think it you're right about sometimes. The elevated yeah. version of that
yeah.
is the color, like yes. almost like adding a kind stuff. Of rambling it's... like cottage garden.
Yeah,
you know where it. Like beautiful little pops of like flowers that yeah. you know that just grow in a.
That's that you see in the garden, exactly. Yeah. And I love that, like the garden style is just so nice. And I love how like people are incorporating not in only in the flowers, but they're doing like umbrellas and like lounge areas. So things are becoming more like yeah. cocktail style, I feel. Yeah. Like
or yeah, even I've seen you'll love this. But with those bright pops of flowers, but like the incorporated fruit, like hanging grapes and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 I do. The love grapes, that. Yeah. The green grapes yeah. are yeah. I don't know about the trend. Like, there's another trend that's sort of happening, like the pearls and the bows.
Yep.
I love the bows on, like, the champagne towers and things yeah, like that. Cute. I think they're so nice. But the one thing I'm seeing is, like, with the fruit, like, people are sticking pearls on the fruit. I'm not huge
on it. I have not seen it.
I'm not huge on it. I'm not huge on it. I don't understand it. I love the pearls, but, like, mm-hmm. and I love the fruit, but not together.
As my mum would say, as long as you like it. But
yeah, we're circling back around. If you love it, if it makes you feel good,
it's a no for me.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's not for everyone.
Photos, yeah. But like, what happens to the food after? Yeah. Like, I feel it's just decoration. Worried about the wastage. You know, yeah. Like, is someone going and pulling it all off and then making a sauce or something? Like, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people they're not artificial. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
You've seen it on caps.
Oh, I've seen like. Vegetables like chilies, like hot chilies and oh yeah and like because I mean for florists oh and stylists and designers yeah. like yeah. these are just yeah. shapes and textures and
yeah.
whatever
yeah
but, like I love that side of it too because I love to style food but yeah. I'm also thinking like yeah
you would think after? Like, you would hope that it? They do or that they just get destroyed when the dance floor opens up and people are a little bit more free
need
to...
a snack
yeah
no but like for real
on the table.
Well, afterwards I would hope and I encourage all my couples to repurpose and reuse
yeah, yeah,
flowers.
Yeah.
So why not the other additions as long as, as long as they're not bedazzled?
Yeah.
Someone had to pick them all off, cut the skin off, and then make a sugo or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so that's all the trends that I'm sort of, like, noticing for this year. Anything else that you guys are noticing in your sort of services? Oh, the last dance. Okay,
instead of first dance, last dance.
So, look, some people are having both.
Mm-hmm,
like, some people are literally having first dance and then a last dance. So, last dance, for those of you who don't know, is just when all the guests have left or are, like, outside getting ready to, like, the sparkler exit tunnel thing, and then the bride and groom stay inside the reception, close the doors because we don't want the guests coming back in, and they have, like, their last dance because sometimes the couple get a bit shy in front of people and they don't want to dance in front of them, but then they want to remember having a dance and have that footage of it and all that.
Yeah.
So I think it's really special when they have it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing it more often. Yeah. It's really nice.
And then they have the last dance when they go back to their rooms.
Ah! No cameras around for that.
No. No.
It's your wedding. If you want to capture that, just like I don't know about hiring someone to capture.
Well, I do know that there's photographers that specialize. That's a niche thing. But anyway, we digress.
Oh gosh! If you want that contact, Laura.
Someone's. If you can, someone's done
intimate shoots. Oh my god, and they're hot.
Oh,
it's a thing.
You know, I've actually seen it on Instagram recently. Yeah. I'm like, wow, who's?
I'm following. I can't remember who it is.
Wedding night.
There is someone.
They usually do it in the lead up.
Okay, so sure. Like, yeah.
Yes. So they have
they've been made up and they're or they could do it as an engagement shoot because what's great about that is, and they've got this relationship with their photographer where like, mate, you've seen us do everything.
Yeah.
The wedding days.
Yeah. Smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
I don't know how we got here.
Only if you like it. If you like it.
Thanks, Mum. Cool.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much, Tennille. Thanks for coming and sharing your insights and talking trends with us. And yeah.
Can't wait to see you again soon.
Yeah, we should. We probably have some weddings together coming
up.
We have a couple of weddings coming up. And yeah, I want to come and try out some more vegan food. Maybe I'll try that cheese.
Maybe I was just about
you can
to
eat
say
the
it.
Vegan Kit Kat that I brought you.
Yeah. Yeah. I will try it. Yeah. Yeah.
It tastes just like a regular Kit Kat.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about vegan food now. Like, it's hard to, well, one, it's hard to be accidentally healthy as a vegan. You know, like, it's not just health food.
Yeah.
Although, you know, some people do like that. You can get all the treats.
Yep.
See, Magnums, Kit Kats, all like Oreos. Ice creams, Oreos. They were always vegan, just accidentally.
Potato chips, all of the potato chips, almost.
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, I could be vegan. I don't even
know. There's I've heard so many people go, oh, I wouldn't eat that. It's vegan. I'm like, mate, you eat
other stuff.
Do you eat scallops and chips?
Yeah.
Do you eat, like, you know?
True.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And yeah. Well, we'll link in the bio all of Tennille's details where you can find her at Secret Creek and also Vegan Weddings and Events. So if you're thinking about having a vegan wedding, reach out to Tennille.
Or just reach out to me to chat.
Yeah.
I do like a chat.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you. All right.